First of all, I think everybody here knows me by now, hopefully. Some of them, the Gemara says one place, the Gemara says that Ein Novi Be'iro. The Gemara says that Rupan Ratcharov is a famous Maisel Rupan Ratcharov, but he was learning in Yeshiva. And the city of Panovich needed a Rav. And he had come from that city. And no, he came from the city of Kul. The name of the city was Kul, K-U-H-L. Came from the city of Kul. And the Kul, they needed a Rav. So he was trying to talk to them, and they didn't take him. So years later, he met one of the he already became famous for his position. Somebody asked him, like, you know, why, you know, he's just curious, like, what was the decision? He says, listen, we still remember you as a kid playing marbles. It's very hard for us to take you as the Rav. You know? I mean, so some of you remember me here as the little, you know, it's still that reality, right? Baruch Hashem, and it's almost 32 years. I was by your house 32 years ago already, Baruch Hashem. There's one story, there's this concept called a seed program. Run by Tar Masara, they place young men, Karlolim, for the summer for 2 or 3 weeks in different communities across the country. So one of my friends is in this seed program in Dayton, Ohio. I was there a few years later in the same program. And he's there for 2 or 3 weeks, and it was open based matters idea. People would come in, they would discuss, they would talk. Fellow walks in, he says, he wants to repent. So my friend says, okay, you want to repent? What do? You go to the Rambam. You want to know how to repent, you have to learn Hilchos Teshuva. So he goes to the Rambam, he starts reading the Rambam with him about how you have to stop doing the Avera, and how you have to commit to not doing it again. And the fellow says, no, I don't want to stop doing it, I just want to repent. And he looks at him and says, and then he starts telling the young man what he was doing. He says, no, this is the wrong religion. In this religion, you don't confess to the rabbi. You confess to God. Right? And he says, let's get this straight. So, lucky for the young man, he didn't know what the guy was talking about. When he started describing his averas, whatever they were, he didn't understand them. So I don't know what he was talking about, but it didn't sound good. Right? So, the second introduction, there's a yeshivish joke, which I always thought was a joke, and I found out that it's real. You know, like, just this week. So there's a famous Chazal say that a person, we don't have a basic mikdash nowadays, and a person has to bring a korban. So what do you do? Because the Mora says that you would learn the Zoyis Terasa law. If you learn the laws of the Arla, it's as if you brought the korban Arla. Zoyis Terasa Chatos, if you learn the laws of the Chatos, it's equivalent to bringing the korban Chatos. So we're able to fulfill our obligation to bring the korban by learning the concepts, etc. So, you know, there was a yeshiva's joke. It says, don't do tshuva, just learn the halachas of tshuva. It's like you did tshuva, you know, if it worked, right? Okay, so, I mean, it's a joke, right? So I found on Friday, I have the sefer called Moed L'Chol Chai from Reb Chaim Falaji. Reb Chaim Falaji was the Rav in Izmir, Turkey. There's tremendous Talmud Chacham. He's a prolific writer. He wrote over 30 Svarim we have from him. Tshuva Svarim on Shulchan Aruch, on Kabbalistic concepts, etc. So he says like this. He quotes him a Sefer, which I don't know, but I've never heard of the Sefer. I don't know who he is even. That just like we have a concept of Kolo Oisek Bataras Chathas Kil Hikrib Chathas, just like we have the concept that a person learns the laws of the Chathas is equivalent to bringing the Korban Chathas. So I said, wow, it wasn't a joke. He's real. Like, so we're going to learn the laws of Tshuva tonight, and that's it. You guys are putter. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to change anything. You can go back to the guy. Right? The confession works. Right? You know, you just walk in, tell the rabbi, you know, and then you're done. So I said, wow, this is great. But then he adds one more line. He says, obviously you have to can't continue. So he said, well, you can't continue. What do you need the law? So you did tshuva. What do you need? As if you did tshuva. You did tshuva. Like, what's he missing? So that's the question maybe we're going to try and figure out tonight. Okay. The Rambam, if we think about the Rambam, the Rambam's dream and his scope and what he planned to do, the Rambam sort of planned to a monumental undertaking. He's going to create a book, one volume, which is going to have all the laws of all of the Tarryag Mitzvahs. And he called it Mishnah Torah, because this is like the second, like this is Deuteronomy means Deutero is his Greek for two. It's the second law. So he called his work the Mishnah Torah, because this is going to be like the second law. You have the Torah, and then you have the Rambam. That's all you need. Right? He meant it to be, as it were, a kitzur shulchan aruch. As a matter of fact, the Taimonim still to this day use the Rambam. We use kitzur shulchan aruch or Mishabur. They use Rambam. You'll see, Taimoni will walk in and take up the Rambam, but he will pass him from a Rambam. It was Rambam wrote it to be the book of laws. No shulchan aruch, no remorse, no this and that. They go straight to the Rambam. The Rambam wrote this to be, but he wrote it as a commentary on all of the 613 mitzvahs. So the introduction, therefore, to the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, the Yad HaChazakah, is the 613 mitzvahs. So he wrote it as an introduction, because we're starting with, this is what we're going to be talking about. So these are my delineation of the 613 mitzvahs. And he wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, which he first gives a criteria, because there are more than 613 mitzvahs. If you take together all the Gemaras, which talk about different mitzvahs, there are many more than 613. So which are the 613, which go into the 613, and which one are they like this secondary ones? So the Rambam says he's going to make his criteria. He writes up his theory of the criteria, what they are. He calls them shroshim. He has 14 shroshim. And based on that, he goes through and he defines the 613 mitzvahs. So that's the book called Sefer HaMitzvahs. But besides that, the Rambam, he wrote the actual introduction to the Mishnah Torah, to the Yad HaChazakah. He wrote again the 613 mitzvahs. And he did it twice. There in that introduction. He did it twice. First, he listed all the 613 mitzvahs. He listed it in the form of the mitzvahs asay and the mitzvahs los asay. Then he says, listen, okay, now, I'm going to show you how in this work we're going to discuss all of them. So I divided my work into 14 sections, and each section has different halachas, and each halacha is going to define this mitzvah and this mitzvah. And he told you again the 613 now according to the order of his work. And it's very fascinating. If you start looking in context, how he puts them together, the groupings, we see some very fascinating things. Before we even get to the Hilchos Teshuva that the Rambam wrote about the laws of the Teshuva, from the introductions alone, we see some fascinating things. So let's start with that. So let's go to page 1. So here, at pages 1, 2, and 3, are a photocopy of the beginning of the Rambam's list, at the beginning of his Mishnah Torah. The Rambam has a list of the 613 mitzvahs. He starts with the mitzvahs haseh, and then he goes to the los haseh. So if you start with the mitzvahs haseh, you get a fascinating feel. So the first, I have marked off the first 19 of them. I'm not going to read all of them inside, but the first 19 would be the primary mitzvahs we would look at as the foundational mitzvahs of the Torah. And there's the mitzvah to believe in that Hashem exists and that He's the only one. That we have to love Him, we have to fear Him, we have to daven to Him, we have to connect to Him, we have to follow in His ways. We put on tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah. We bench, etc. These type of mitzvahs. That's the first 19 mitzvahs. You can read down. You go down that line. You'll see that we would sort of say these are the foundational mitzvahs. Now, before I go any further, I would theorize that tshuva would be one of these mitzvahs. Tshuva is not there. It's not there in that group. Okay, so that's already interesting to me. But tshuva is not put into that group. Okay, then the Rambam starting from mitzvah chaf, which is in the left column. He starts with leaving this base of Bechir. There's a mitzvah to build the base of Mikdash. And then there's a mitzvah to have the correct awe for the base of Mikdash and to protect the base of Mikdash. And the Kahanim work there and the Levium work there. He starts going through his list. And then he starts going through the Karbonis. So the Rambam has the Karbonis, obviously. There's a tremendous amount of mitzvahs which are connected with the Karbonis. Just as an aside, we know that there are 613 mitzvahs. The Chofetz Chaim has a sefer called Sefer Mitzvahs HaKotzer. The short version of the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, he points out that there are only 270 mitzvahs which are applicable nowadays without the Beis HaMikdash. It means the majority of our mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs, are connected to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha, which is in Eretz Yisrael, based on that. So we're living, and then the simon for that, the mnemonic to remember that is Ani Yishena. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, we're asleep, but our hearts are awake. Velibi air. Air is gematria 270. So we're not really fully alive. We don't really have all of the mitzvahs. We're missing a lot of mitzvahs, but our hearts are still pumping. It's still going. Whereas we have at least 270. So the Rambam goes through. He starts going through all of the mitzvahs. You say, wow, yeah, we don't have that one. We have all these mitzvahs of Karbonis, which we don't have. And he goes through the next page you see that he talks about, goes through the list of the, there's a mitzvah to bring the Korban Talmud, there's a mitzvah to bring a special Korban on Shabbos, and on Rosh Chodesh, and on Yom Tov. Then he starts going through that, those are the Korbanos of the Tzibur, then he starts going through the Korbanos of the Yachid, of the individual person. Okay, so he gets to Mitzvah Sama Gimel, is Maisa Ha'ola, you have to bring the Korban Ha'ola properly, then Maisa Chatas, Maisa Mincha, and then on page 3, so he says, he starts talking about, you have a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to bring them properly. Then there's a mitzvah to bring them. So in Samach Tes, it tells you, the hakev ayochi korban chatos, if a person did something wrong, he brings a korban chatos in certain scenarios. Certain scenarios, if he's not sure, he brings an osham, what's called an osham tolui. Certain scenarios, he's not sure, he did certain averis, he brings a korban osham. Certain, he brings a korban erla v'yared. Then in mitzvah ayin gimel, he says, lehisvadus lifnei Hashem. So on page number 3, we're on the right column, mitzvah ayin gimel. Lisvadus lifnei Hashem mikochet shayasa adam b'shasa korban, mishalom b'shasa korban. There's a mitzvah to say vidri. So the Rambam tells us there's a mitzvah to confess together with the korban or not with the korban, and he brings a pasuk to that, and then he continues on about korbanos. So the Rambam clearly has placed this mitzvah of vidui, confession, as part of the mitzvahs of Kribonis. That's where the Rambam places it. Doesn't place it together with doing tshuva and saying vidui back there in mitzvahs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the primary mitzvahs we would, which he puts it over here. And it says very, very telling to me right now where the Rambam understands the concept of confession of vidui is really, it comes along with the concept of Kribonis. But he says it applies b'shasa korban. We shall have b'shasa korban. It applies both when we had korbanos and we no longer have korbanos. But that's where it is. Okay, so we've found the fascinating element of Rambam. But the problem is, the Rambam himself seems to say not like that. Okay, let's turn to page 4. So Rambam has already went through. He's went through his list of the 613 mitzvahs. He says, okay, now I'm going to tell you about my book. Okay? The book is going to have 14 sections, and each section is going to talk about these topics, and then there's going to be these laws in there, and each law is going to cover X amount of mitzvahs. So he tells you what the books are about. So he says, Sefer Rishon, so on page 4, on the right column, it says, Sefer Rishon, the first, there's 14, again, there's 14 sections, the 14 books of the Rambam's Yad HaChazakah, the word Yad is Gematria 14. So there are 14, the strong hand means there's 14 books. The first book, Sefer Rishon, this is Rambam talking, he writes this in the first person, Ech Loi Boy, I'm going to include in this book, Kol HaMitzvahs Shehen Ikir Das Moshe Rabbeinu. These are the primary mitzvahs. Mitzorach Adam Leido Yisun Tchilas HaKov, the ones that you must know first. Kegain, Yichud Shmoy, the Shem is one. Ve'isar Vadazorah, Kerasi Shem, Sefer Zeh, Sefer Hamada. So the name of the first work is called Sefer Hamada, and that is, and this is the where I put my foundational mitzvahs. All right? Okay. Great. So now, according to what we, so again, let's turn to the next page, and he starts making a list. I just want to, just for purpose of comparing and contrasting. So you go back to page, if you can look at page 1 and page 5 at the same time, or at least compare them a little bit. So he starts on page 5 on the rightmost column. I'm sorry, it's a little bit small. It was cheap on the paper. So the Rambam says, the first, he's going to start with this book, Sefer Hamada, is where the primary mitzvahs are going to be discussed. And the first, and it's divided into 5 sections of halacha. The first one is called Yesod HaTorah, and you're going to have, it's going to explain 10 mitzvahs. The 10 mitzvahs, the first and later Sheyesh Shem Eloka, and that's the language of the Rambam on page 1. Later Sheyesh Shem Eloka. Then the second one is Alos Hasei, which we're not looking at right now. The third one is L'Yachado, and that's number 2 on page 1. L'yachado. L'ahavoy is number 3. It's the exact same words. The words are exactly the same. What I told you before on page 1, I'm now going to tell you, I'm going to discuss those in Sefer Hamada, in Yesod HaTorah, and these are the mitzvahs which will be discussed. Okay. The Rambam puts Hilchos Tshuva in Sefer Hamada. It means it's one of the primary, it's one of the foundational mitzvahs. Okay? Remember, the Rambam put it in vidui in Karbonis. So we would have said the Rambam, one of his sections is the laws of Karbonis. So I would have put vidui, based on what I saw in the Rambam earlier, mitzvah ein gimel, I would have put it in the Hilchos Karbonis. In Sefer, the Sefer called Sefer Avodah, the Sefer called Sefer Karbonis. And over the Rambam does mention when you bring a Karbon, you have to say vidui. But I would have put Hilchos Vidui Tshuva, I would have placed it over there, according to what we saw in the Rambam earlier. But the Rambam does not do that. The Rambam places it over here. If you look at page 5, in the leftmost column, Hilchos Tshuva. Mitzvah say Achas. There's one mitzvah say which we're going to discuss. Vahu Sheyoshev Achote Mechetoi. So now the Rambam changed his language. The Rambam changed his language. The Rambam on page 3. Said the mitzvah is lehisvados lifnei Hashem, so to confess. That's what the Rambam said the mitzvah is, to confess. The Rambam here says the mitzvah is sheyoshev achote mechetzo, he should do tshuva lifnei Hashem v'yisvada, and then say vidui. The Rambam added a whole phrase he didn't say before, and again we saw the parallel. The other ones, the language which is exactly perfect. Each one was the language exactly the same. Here the Rambam changes his language. There's so many facets. I mean, the Rambam, like, the Rambam is a rabbi's dream. Like, he makes so many challenges. Like, what to talk about? But without the Rambam, what would we do? What would we talk about? But why did he do that? Why did the Rambam change his language? And why did the Rambam put it in Yesodei HaTorah? Okay, so before we even actually look at the Hilchos Tshuva, we have this fascinating question: what exactly is this mitzvah? The Rambam has given us two different versions of what the mitzvah is. The Rambam over here tells me the mitzvah is sheyoshev achote mechetoi, the person should repent lifnei Hashem v'yisvada, and then come back to Hashem and do vidui. Now, where the Rambam says the mitzvah is lisvada lifnei Hashem, to say vidui, doesn't mention tshuva. The Rambam before puts it amongst the Karbonos. The Rambam over here puts it in Sefer Hamada, which is the foundational mitzvahs. The Rambam before does not put it by the foundational mitzvahs. Fascinating question. Okay. Now, page 6, let's go back to how the language of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer Mitzvahs now, the truth is, we don't have the same level of detail in Sefer Mitzvahs that we do here, because it was written in the Arabic originally. We have a translation from the Arabic. Sefer Yab was written by the Rambam in Lashon HaKodesh. This is his words. We have we have many, many different versions of it. The extent, we've compared them and contrast them. These are the words of the Rambam. This is a translation, and there are many translations of the Sefer Mitzvahs, not all exactly the same. But that being said, let's look at the Rambam. So, the numbering of the Sefer Mitzvahs is the exact same numbering which he has, which we saw on page 1. It's the exact same numbering. He starts with all the mitzvahs say. He starts with knowing that there's Elokah, but he explains it much more clearly in Sefer Mitzvahs than he does over here. Over here, it's a variant, it's a one-liner. Over there, in Sefer Mitzvahs, he gives you a little more explanation. So we're looking at page 6 in the right column. V'amitzvah ha'ayin gimel, he. The 73rd mitzvah is Shetzivano, again. And it's this mitzvah is found, Karbonos before, Karbonos afterwards. So what is the mitzvah? Shisivano lisvados halachatoyim v'habayinu shechotanu lifnei akel yisrael. We need to confess on the sins we've done in front of Hashem. V'leimer oisam imat tshuva. And we then have to confess them together with tshuva. Okay, so now, it's a third version. Right? We have the Rambam in his kitzur over here says, lisvados doesn't mention tshuva at all. The Rambam in his introduction, in his list of the sefer, of the different svarim, he says loshuv chayte mecheta lifnei Hashem v'yisvado. The mitzvah is to do tshuva and then say vidui. Here, the Rambam's language is to say vidui together with tshuva. That's the third version. Here, the Rambam has given us three different versions of how he sees the mitzvah. Now, that's obviously the Rambam was consistent. We'd like to know what exactly did he have in mind. Okay. Now the Rambam, that's where the little A is. If you look at where the B is marked off, so remember the Rambam said this mitzvah applies to with the korban and without the korban. Okay. So the Rambam takes that thought and he expands. I think it's very important. Let's see that point. On page 6, we're looking at the letter B. So the left column of worship, Zehat Sivui. This command, Shehu V'Hisavadu, which the command is to confess, the Torah wrote it, Im Chiv Korban, together with the Korban. We could possibly conceive. It's not a sole mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvahs of Karbonis. Therefore, we could possibly have thought that. So the Rambam says, no, the Rambam says that's incorrect. Therefore, the Sefer Mechilta, which is one of the halachic midrashim, said the following gazel loshon. Yochum is man shemavim misvadim. I would think you only say vidi when you bring a korban. When I after is man shemavim. How do we know that you say vidi when there's no korbanus? Tamaloymar, because the Torah wrote vidui with korbanus. Tamaloymar v'daber b'nei yisrael misvadu, which means that it's always going to apply. Okay. V'dain ein b'mashma vidui elaber be'arts. Maybe you only say vidui in Eretz Yisrael. Really belongs in Eretz Yisrael. You can't say vidui in Chutz Lords. Menayin af begolus tamaloy marabisvadu esavano mesavano visom. So the pasuk says they went into Golus and it says visvadu esavano mesavano visom. Even in the Golus they said vidu. So that's a fact. So that's the Rama says. Listen, I would think it belongs to Karbonis. That's where the Torah wrote it. That's where I'm writing it because it seems to be presented to us under the rubric of Karbonis. How do we know even without a carbon you do it? A pasuk. How do we know even in Chutz Lorenz you do it? Again, a pasuk. Really, we would have a however meaning that Vida doesn't apply in Chutz Lorenz. I mean, in our understanding of the concept of the purpose of Vida, confession, you only can confess in Eretz Yisrael, you can't confess in Chutz Lorenz. It would change the davening a lot in Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, in Chutz Lorenz, no Vida. It's not Eretz Yisrael. Really, we'd have. Why would I think that Vida is bound to Eretz Yisrael? That the Mechilta has a need to bring a special drasha to tell me that that's not so. It's a fascinating Mechilta. Okay, so we have a lot of questions. We don't have any answers at this point in time. We have a lot of questions, right? So let's see if we can possibly glean from some more questions some answers. Okay, now let's see. Look at the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva. So even before we got to the Teshuva, we've accomplished that. We have many questions. We're not sure what to do with the Rambam. The Rambam is clearly saying something. We don't know what. So at least it doesn't seem to be clear and obvious to what it is. Okay, now let's look at the Rambam himself in Hilchos Teshuva, page 7. So we'll be focusing on now from here to the end of this year. We're focusing on these four pages, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so the Rambam. And the Rambam does this in every one of his halachas. The same way he said in the beginning he said, listen, there's going to be 14 books, they're going to cover these concepts, and these are the halachas it talks about, and these are the mitzvahs. So he does it again. In every one of the halachas that the Rambam writes, he starts off, these are the halachas, and these are the mitzvahs we're going to explain. Because then he saw his work as a commentary on the mitzvahs. So before each section of halachas, before Hilchos Avodas Chachamim, he lists the 52 mitzvahs in the Torah which have to do with Avodah Zarah. Before Hilchos Tefillin, he tells you, actually Tefillin is part of a different section, but he says that we're going to discuss the halachas of Tefillin, the mitzvah of putting on a shayad, the mitzvah of putting on a shalrosh, the mitzvah of putting on a mezuzah. He puts those all in one section. So he tells you there's going to be X amount of mitzvahs, and then this is the explanation. Okay, so let's read all the way up. It's underlined. Hilchos Teshuva. Mitzvah say achas. Hilchos Teshuva has one mitzvah say. Again, each one of the halachas, the Rambam is going to tell me how many mitzvahs are included there, and what are we going to talk about? Well, Hilchos Teshuva has one mitzvah. For who sheyoshev chayte mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yisvad. So Rambam says Hilchos Teshuva that I'm writing about right now is the mitzvah to do tshuva. That was version number 2 in our many versions that we found along the way, right? We had version number 1 was to say vidui. Version number 2 was to do tshuva, and then mimisvara. Version number 3 of the Sefer Mitzvahs was to say vidui, it was to say vidui together with tshuva. Right? So this is version number 2. Now this is the exact same language which he uses when he tells you that he placed this in Sefer Hamada. This is here in Sefer Hamada because this is the mitzvah of the tshuva. And I would suggest that the mitzvah of the Tshuva belongs in Sefer HaMadah because it's a foundational mitzvah. And Sefer HaMadah was the foundational mitzvah, the Rambam said. So in the book, which is the foundational mitzvahs, the Rambam says the language that I'm going to tell you about the mitzvah is Tshuva. If I would have told you the mitzvah to say virui, I would have stuck this halacha somewhere else. But I didn't tell you that's the mitzvah. I told you the mitzvah to do tshuva. Aha, that now belongs here. That's a game. So we've got to figure that out. Okay. Then he says, and we're going to explain it over here. Now let's see the language, the body of the language of the Rambam itself. So the Rambam said, this is Hechos Tshuva, this is the mitzvah, we're going to explain it. The Rambam says, okay, Kol mitzvah shebetorah, bein asei, bein lo asei. Im over all the malachas mehen, bein besodah, bein mishkoga, kishiyas tshuva, v'yosher mechetoy, chayav lisvados tefnei akel baruch hu. So Rambam says, listen, when you do tshuva, there's a command to say vidur. Does the Rambam tell you there's a mitzvah to do tshuva? No. Rambam says, when you do tshuva, there's a command to say vidur. When you do tshuva, not if you do tshuva, not you should do tshuva, when you do tshuva, because you decided to, like 17 years later, you probably say, oh, I have to do tshuva, okay? 17 years later, you wake up and say, I got to do tshuva. Now, there's a mitzvah to say vidui. So Rambam doesn't say there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. Rambam says, that's not fair, Rambam. You can't do this to us. You told me that the mitzvah is, shayoshuva chayte mecheto, the commandment is, do tshuva. And now you're saying, no, the mitzvah is, when you do tshuva. It's like, if you do tshuva, let's decide what do you mean, if? So, the question just keeps adding up. It's like, the Rambam is great. Like, you can get five drushes out of this, you know? Right? That's a rabbi's dream. What is the Rambam doing? What is he saying? Okay. Okay, that's where I have the letter A. Look at where it says the letter B. Ketze mitzvah. So, what exactly is this vidri? What do you got to say? Venus, you have to say, you express with your mouth something. What do you say? Omer, you say, Ona Hashem. Now the word Ona is very difficult to translate what it means, but say, please Hashem, we'll say for now. That's a bad translation. I'm telling up front. Okay. Chatosi or Visi or Peshati Lefanecha. I've sinned many different levels of sin. I've done to you, I've done such and such, and you fill in the blank. I regret. And I'm embarrassed with what I've done. I will not do it again. So the primary, the language of Vidur, the Rambam has in it, on Hashem, I've sinned. They tell you what I've done. Okay? I regret that I did it. I'm embarrassed that I did it. I will not do it again. And that's Vidur. Right? Now, if most of us open up our Yom Kippur Matzor, and we get somewhere along the lines of Onar Shem Chatasi Vizu Pshati, and I did such and such, and we have this beautiful list of, you know, the Hashamnus and the Alchates. Between them, we get, you know, there's 22 Hashamnus, there's 44 Alchates, we get 66 of them, some of them overlap. I don't know, but we sort of cover everything, and we're suggesting you should. But I don't know about you, but it doesn't say anywhere that I regret that I did it. It doesn't say that I'm embarrassed that I did it. It doesn't say I'm not going to do it again. Right? And your master, I don't know, does it say, am I promising not to do it again? Doesn't say that anywhere. To say I regret that I did it, doesn't say that anywhere either. But Rambam says the Ikra Shovidui is these elements. I've sinned, I did X and X. I feel horrible that I did it. I'm so embarrassed that I did it, and I won't do it again. Okay? Wow. Okay. I'm going to skip C for now. I want to contrast the language of the Rambam to two other places where the Rambam says the language of the Vidui. Let's work backwards. Let's look at page 10. So in halach, where the B is on page 10. Havidui shenogu boi kol Yisrael. The vidui which Klai Yisrael uses is Abba Chotanu. We say Abba Lanata, but we say Abba Chotanu. Hashem, the Begadno, but the main thing is you say the words Abba Chotanu, etc. For who Iker Havidui. And that's the primary element of vidui. Now Ram used the same words Iker vidui before, and he had like five things in it. On Hashem, I did this such and such. And here's the word chatano, and that's it. I have to say what I did. I don't have to say I'm embarrassed. I don't say I regret it. I don't say I'm not going to do it again. Just abba chatano. Good. That's all you got to say. All right, gewaldig. All right. Okay, that's the Rambam over there. I said, well, we're going to see some more questions, and hoping with after all the questions we'll come up with, that'll be a clue to some of the answers. Now, turn to page 9. And see what the Rambam does with the language of video over there. So the Rambam says the language of video 3 times. This is number, in our order, this is number 3. Okay. So the Rambam says like this, where it says the B on the side. Umahi atshuva. Now, you have to, we're going to get this question. Now you wake up in Mahi atshuva. You're in the second chapter, second halacha. You wake up, by the way, what's tshuva? Like, you know, I would have written tshuva as like halacha aleph, perik aleph, halacha aleph. Not perik beis, halacha beis. Mahi tshuva, what's tshuva, by the way? Okay. So Rambam goes through exactly what tshuva is. Let's see that Rambam. Mahi tshuva. Hu sheyosh yazu v'chayte cheta. He should stop doing it. Not only does he stop doing it, he moves it out of his thought process. And he commits himself not to do it again. You've left your path of iniquity. And he has regret that he's done such a thing. After I've come back, I've regretted what I've done. Or some pshat at shuvi means after I went wayward. The word shuvi means to go wayward. After I went wayward, I now nikamti, I regret it. And after I realized, I'm slapping myself. How can I do such a thing? Right? You're walking down and you're holding this $1,000 bill, and the wind blows it away from your hand. Like, you know, what do you do? Why? What was I so stupid to hold the bill? You know, keep it in your pocket. You know, you have all this regret, right? All right. So, person overslept and he didn't say Kriya Shema one morning. He says, "Gevald in the bill. I just lost $1 million. I'm out of my. How can I do such a thing?" He really regrets that he did it. And the Bereshim, who knows the hidden elements, can testify he'll never do it again. We will no longer call that which we've created by our hands our gods. Okay. But then there's a mitzvah vidui. The vidui is to say that which you've just thought about. What do you think about? 3 things. Right? The 3 things are that you will not do it again. The second one is that you regret that you did it. And you have a strong commitment to the point that Hashem can testify that you're really committed. And then you need to express that with your mouth. So that fits very nicely with the first Rambam we saw. The Rambam said the language of Vidui has all these different elements in it. And here we're saying the language of Vidui is all these things. That's beautiful. It fits very nice with what we said in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. But it doesn't fit very well with what we said in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, which says, Avo Chatanu. Right? You know, you get away with, like, you know, just 2 words. Okay. So those are the challenges that we have in the Rambams. So I'm going to suggest, it seems to me, that the Rambam seems to have 2 contexts understanding the concept of Vidui. The Rambam actually sees Vidui having 2 functions. One function is part of tshuva, which is what we would all assume that's what it is. And here the Rambam says, what is tshuva? The Rambam says tshuva is these different elements, and you have to then express that with your lips. So that's the Rambam seems to be saying that over here, and that seems to be correct. The Rambam seems to be learning that Hilchos Tshuva has something else in it besides Tshuva. Because if he didn't have Hilchos Tshuva, something else besides Tshuva, this halacha would have been Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph. So let's understand, what is the first Perek of the Rambam of Hilchos Tshuva about? And let's try and get it from the context of the language of different things we discuss in the first Perek. And what is the first Perek about? So let's go back and see if we can look at some points in the first Perek on pages 7, 8, and 9, and see if we can get a feel of what the first parak of Hilchos Tshuva is about. Okay, so the Rambam started off with saying, there's a mitzvah when you do tshuva to say vidui, which we found that strange. The Rambam tells you what the language of the vidui is supposed to be. And then, if you see the C on the side, The Rambam says like this: V'chein balei chatzos v'shamos when people bring karbanos be'ishem and be'in karbanos sayim ashig agasa oy al zdeina emes kapper lem karbanom achiyasu tshuva v'yisvadu v'yidu devorim. When a person brings a korban, he will not get a kapara with his korban until he does tshuva and he says vidui. V'chein kol chayvei mises bezdin, people who are going to be killed by bezdin. Umechivei malkas, the people who receive lashes by bezdin, emis kaparlem b'misosam, oy b'likyosam, they do not get the kapara with their death, the atonement of the death or of the punishment, the corporal punishment. Achiyasu tshuva v'yisvadu. So the Rambam, so far, has used the word kapora twice already. You don't get kapora until you do this. You don't get the kapora until you do this. And again, a person damages somebody else. So the Rambam used the word kapora three times in this first halacha. The truth is, I didn't mark off in the second halacha, but the Rambam says, "Sorry, Mishaleach, Vishu Kapora, Lokol Yisrael." Why does the Kohen Gadol say a vidui on the Sorry, Mishaleach? Because it's a Kapora full of Kol Yisrael. Okay, so that's already we're getting a little bit of a language from the Rambam. At page 8, we marked off one section at the beginning of halacha Gimel. Bisman Shein Be'ein Bisamikdash Kayim. The Beis Hamikdash is no longer standing. We don't have mizbeach kapara. We don't have mizbeach for kapara. Ein shom el tshuva. Hatshuva mechaperis al kolu averos. So I think by this point in time, we're getting the Rambam's message that the message of the first parak is kapara. Now, if you look at just an interesting contrast, you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah wrote a work about tshuva. It's called Shari Tshuva. And it's divided up into the language of the Rishonim. The word shar many times means a section. It's actually the language of Chazal. A baba is a shar. Baba kama, baba tzia, baba basa means a section. All right? So he divided his sefer into four sha'orim. What are the four sha'orim? The first three talk about tshuva. The last one talks about kapara. Says, okay, the first section is, what are the elements of tshuva? The second section is, what motivates us to do tshuva? The third section is, what are you going to do tshuva about? The fourth section is, how do you get a kapara? So the order of the Yonah is tshuva, 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 kapara. I'm suggesting the Rambam's order is kapara, tshuva. The Rambam's first parak is kapara. Let's just take it one more. And even when he talks about tshuva, it says, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, if ain't lotum mizbech kapara, we don't have the mizbech, which will be a kapara for us. Ain't shom el tshuva. All we have is tshuva now. V'hatshuva mechaperas akol haveiros. Tshuva is mechaper for the veiros. So why are you doing tshuva? Because it's a kapara. Page 9, where the A is al vish hatshuva mechaperas alakol. Even though tshuva is mechaper and everything, v'atzav shem kippurim is also mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper. Yeshemer Hashem miskaper b'shaitun. Some of errors are immediately atoned for. Yeshemer Hashem miskaper elalach zman. Some need a little more also. But the Rambam clearly has used this word kapora, kapora, kapora throughout the first parak. So Rambam said, "Listen, okay, the place of the Torah with her says the tshuva is with vidui. Torah does not give us every commandment of tshuva. It doesn't." The purpose of karbanos is kapara. And the Torah wrote the mitzvah vidui in conjunction with karbanos. So Rambam says, I'm hearing that the Torah's point is kapara. So the Rambam says, the first thing I'm going to discuss, the concept of vidui and tshuva, I'm going to discuss it under the rubric of kapara. But if that's the pshat, again, the question should be, it should belong in Hilchos Karbanos. Why is it here? The Rambam clearly understands that there's a second element of tshuva, which is not for the purpose of kapara, but it's a separate commandment. I don't know, separate, that's the wrong word. It is an integral part of the mitzvah of tshuva, which creates kapara. There's a desire for us to do tshuva. That's the second parak. Now that I've told you that tshuva's function is to create a kapara, I need to discuss what tshuva is. And we're going to suggest now that maybe that the different languages and nuances in the viduyim might depend on we're looking at vidui as a function of kapara or vidui as a function of tshuva. Okay? That's what we're going to try and look at. And I'm not going to answer all the questions. I don't think it answers all the questions perfectly. But I think at least it's a framework which will let us to understand most of them. So the second parak says, what's tshuva? So that, again, if the primary point of this halacha is the mitzvah to do tshuva, which is what he's promised you at the beginning, so it would have been in the first parak. But the Rambam in the actual body says that the mitzvah is when you do tshuva, say vidui. And when you get a kapora, you get going to get a kapora with vidui. You can't get the kapora with vidui unless you have tshuva, because you can't do it without tshuva. Vidui doesn't work without tshuva. Therefore, verses, I would love to give you a kapora. I would love to cleanse you. Kapora is the word to cleanse you. The verse says, I'm going to cleanse you through this vidui process, which requires prior to have a tshuva. But I'm not commanding you on the tshuva. I'm commanding you on the vidui. But obviously the point is, I would like you to get it, which means I want you to do tshuva. So the Rambam says, I have this fascinating dichotomy. It's really written Mitzrayim Gimel, amongst all the Kabbalists. I'm not going to place it by the Kabbalists, because there's definitely something more foundational than that. So I'm going to put it in the foundational book, Hamada. I'm going to change the language of the mitzvah when I put it in this book. I'm going to give you my excuse why I'm putting it here. Why am I comfortable putting it here and not there? I'm going to change the language of the mitzvah. Over there, I tell you the mitzvah is Yisvada. Over here, I tell you the mitzvah is Yosha B'chete Mecheto V'Yisvada. So my excuse to put it here, because I really feel it is foundational, I'm going to change the language. I'm hearing in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's command, the Rambam says, to do vidui, I'm hearing, I want you to do tshuva. Okay, if that's correct, if we're correct in our theory, so then let's look at the difference in the languages. So the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, the Rambam says that Ikar Vidui, for the purposes of Tshuva, which is here in Perek Beis, is Avo Chatzon. I need you to come to the recognition you've done something wrong. The tshuva process requires ikra vidui. If you get to those words, avo chatano, honestly, not, you know, I mean, just saying it, but honestly, you say avo chatano, you have moved into the world of tshuva. You recognize the fact that what you've done is improper. You're already on your way to tshuva. I've moved you into the world of tshuva. If I can get you to those words, avo chatano. Now, what does the word chatano mean? So we know it means sins unintentionally. What does the word chatano mean? So Rashi actually, it's a fascinating Rashi in Chumash. Rashi says, Yaakovino comes in love, and they're having this conversation, and Laban runs after him, and Laban says, you know, what are you, Yaakov says, what are you running after me? You know, I've been very good with you. Me, if anything was lacking from your flock, me yodita vaksheno, right? Anochi achateno, me yodita vaksheno. I was responsible for the loss. So Rashi says the word chitui over there, Rashi says, means chasorin. There's something missing. Like you find that Basheva, she comes in to David HaMelech, Adonio is trying to become the Melech. She and her son Shlomo are in mortal danger, because if he becomes a Melech, obviously he's going to kill Shlomo and Basheva. And she says that Ani Ubeni Shlomo chatoim. We're not going to be sinners. Rashi says it means we're going to be lost. We're going to be destroyed. We're going to be taken out of the world. So Rashi says the word anochia chateno means a lashon of loss, chesaron, just like it means over there. Now, it's not unfair, because Rashi over there says the word chateno means chesaron, like you see by Yaakov says anochia chateno. See, you're proving each one from the other. That's not fair, but that's what Rashi says. It means chesaron. The word chate means I'm missing something. I'm supposed to look like this, and I look like this. The recognition of that I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm lacking something. I don't get that. There's something wrong in the way I am right now. The recognition, and therefore I have to correct it. That is vidui. That is the process of tshuva. You're not going to get a kapara with that. You're not going to get a kapara with that. The kapara is the total cleansing. The kapara is the kapara process. Ah, that's a whole different ballgame. That requires that you say, Ono Hashem chatosu visu pashati lefanecha. Not only vasisi kach v'kach, which means, I recognize I've done this wrong, but I see it in an overall picture that I'm really not doing so well. And that's number one. And then I say that the Rosh Hashanah, that now that I've done it, I am nichamti that I've done it. And I'm embarrassed that I've done it. And I will any questions over I will never do it again. That's the ikar vidui the Rambam says you need for kapara. That's the Rambam Perek Aleph. Okay, so we've explained the Rambam Perek Aleph halacha Aleph, the Rambam Perek Beis halacha Ches. We've put the Rambam Perek Aleph halacha Aleph in the context of the concept of kapara. That explains why the Rambam puts it in mitzvah Ein Gimel. The Rambam says that over there he looks at the mitzvah, the ikar is the vidui, which is the process of the kapara, which is going to come. We've looked at the Rambam in Perek Beis, which is the concept of tshuva. That's why Rambam talks about tshuva in Perek Beis, not in Perek Aleph. We see the Rambam therefore wants to put it in the Hilchos Sefer Hamada. He changes the name of the mitzvah to fit it in over here. And he says, he looks at Perek Aleph as it were, as a way to bring you, okay, but you know, there's a requirement of tshuva. Well, let's talk about tshuva. The rest is about tshuva. Like, you know, we leave Kapara aside, chapter 1. Chapter 1, is Kapara is a way to get to the concept and talk about tshuva. And for that, he says, I can get it. The ikar vidui I can get with over there is, if you can say, Abba Chotano, you've touched the world of tshuva. Mm-hmm. That's what Rambam seems to be saying. Okay, well, we need to explain still. Yes?
So, but Perek Beis Halacha Ches is in the context of Yom Kippur.
The truth is, he says in the concept of Yom Kippur, it seems to be, when he's saying, is that ikar shel vidui, which he seems to hold, the Rambam learns there's a mitzvah to tshuva. The Rambam's lashon over there is, if you look at Halacha Zion, Yom Kippur, who's man tshuva l'kol l'yachad l'rabbi. It's a time of tshuva.
And then Halacha Tes is the inner tshuva l'yom kippur m'chaperin.
Right, correct. Well, that is true, but I think that the main point that the Rambam talks about, when the Rambam defines Yom Kippur, he says it's his man of tshuva. It doesn't say it's his man of kapara. Right, because the context over here is the tshuva. The who kates mechilu slichal Yisrael filcha yom kol lasers tshuva lisvados biyom kippur mitzvah yom kippur shiasim be'erev etc. Abin shenaga b'kol Yisrael azav b'chatanu who ikar avider. So I think to be from that's the flow. Now you're right that the source for this Rambam is a Gemara in Yuma. The second to last element of the Masechta over there. The more it has discussion, what exactly is the language of vidui? Rav says, "Mo'anochdu mechayenu mechasenu." That language we say every morning, and we use it. We throw it into Ne'ilah. It's a language that more says, "Vidui sharav." Rav used that as vidui. He didn't mention any of Averis over there. He says, "Mo'anu mechayenu mechasenu matikasenu ma'yeshuasenu ma'kachenu." What are we? We're garnished. Ah, that's vidui. According to Rav. Moore says, "What does Shmuel hold?" The Moore says, "Like this, vidui has to be said standing." Shmuel was sitting. When the chazan got to some point, he stood up, and then he sat down again after that point. So, Shmami, no, that's the ikar shel vidui. Where did he stand up? When the chazan said the words, Abba Chotano. And he sat down again. So you see from that, the Shmuel held, that's it. That's all you got to do. Stand up for those two words, because it's to sit down again. I mean, probably, obviously, there was some reason why he was sitting, but he, for those words, he felt halacha mevira has to be said by mitzvah. He stood up for those words, but again, it was just that is. But the Rambam seems to put it in. It's his man tshuva. You're right. Halacha Tes, he moves on to the idea that it's not a kapara for these things because we're all referencing back to the beginning. But I think the point is tshuva. Could be I'm wrong, but you know, it's a good question. That's my suggestion. Yes.
So that raises an interesting question to me. If we say that the first chapter was talking about kapara, and now we're going to get into, you know, the vidui, and we're going to talk about the public vidui that we all do together, why do we call it Yom HaKippurim if it's not about kapara? Why don't we call it Yom
Tshuva? Okay, so it's a good question. The Rambam in the first part talks about Yom Kippur in the context of kapara. Rav says that Yom Kippur, the point of Yom Kippur is the point of Yom Kippur is your commandment is a tshuva. The Russian will give you a kapara. Your commandment is tshuva. Rav says not the tshuva which is enough to get a kapara. Your commandment is tshuva. That's what Rav's point is. The Russian gave Yom Kippur because he wanted to give us a kapara. Right, so that's why we, from his end, it's a kapara. From our end, it's tshuva. That's what I would.
Suggesting also that kapara is a higher level than tshuva. Is that why it's
occurred? I'm not sure it's a higher level. I think it's you know, I think in the language of the, I think in my understanding of the flow of the Rambam, the Torah presented these concepts under the rubric of kapara. Obviously, that's impossible without the process of tshuva. So Rambam says the Bereshit. As it were, we're saying, I would like you to do tshuva. He's saying, because I would like to give you a kapara. I would like you to give you a kapara. I would like to cleanse you. And therefore, I would like you to do tshuva so I can do that. So the Rosh Hashanah's goal is kapara. Right? But in that sense, but the Rosh Hashanah says, okay, I would like you to do tshuva. What is the process of tshuva that I would like you to do? And that's already, the Rambam sees that almost as a second way to understand the mitzvah. So the Rambam has two different names for the mitzvah. Okay, what we haven't explained, is on page 9, you know, the beginning of is the Rambam says tshuva is all these things, and he says, and that's what vidui is. So it seemed to me, and this is, you know, this is maybe a little shaky, but it's okay, right? So we give you what the, you know, Walter is giving Shurim on these topics, so he can, you know, get a chance. He gets the last word in on here on this, what he thinks of Pshat is. So the Rambam again. So if we're, if I'm correct, the way I'm understanding the Rambam is saying like this: the Rambam gave he wants to give Kapora to Klal Yisrael, and Kapora is Karbonis, Kapora is Beis Hamikdash, Kapora is Yom Kippur, Kapora is Vidui, which requires Tshuva. He would like to be do the process of Kapora for Klal Yisrael, and he really is interested in that. So he gave us this mitzvah. And in that sense, the Vidui has to have all these different elements. The Baruch Hashem, so the message to us is, correct yourself to do tshuva. And that, the Rambam says, for that purpose, the Vidui which is required for tshuva, you can even if you get a small element of it, that's enough. But obviously, that's not going to be the final limits of what tshuva is. We would like the tshuva to be the full version of tshuva, which will bring you to kapara. We would like that to be that, so therefore I'm going to tell you that tshuva has all these different elements in it, and you must be mesavada those elements also. And that's what I said in the first parak, that the ikra shel vidui of the kaparadik elements seems to be that all of these different things must be said. If you want to get a kapara, you have to really put yourself into this process. You have to really put yourself into this process. Now, which means, for our purposes, getting back to the question, which, so, what you know, Judah was saying, what Menachem was saying, is that, okay, so it's Yom Kippur, we're supposed to get a kapara, we should be saying these elements in our vidui if we need it for the kapara. If it's ma'akev of the kapara, we should be saying that. And I actually saw one sefer suggest that in Hanami, somewhere time during the day, I once asked the Bachar after Yom Kippur, so I asked him to do the tshuva. He said, I was too busy davening. And he was serious. I mean, it was bad, but you know, he was serious. You're right. You know, like, who's having the tshuva? I'm busy davening. I say all these words, you know. So that's maybe why in shuls they give a break to Yom Kippur. The person should sit down and, you know, take my cheshbon and nefesh a little bit and think about it. Person should think about it a little bit. So, I'm a little bit of a joke, but I'm serious. You know that we can't lose Yom Kippur because we're busy davening. So it comes Yom Kippur. A person should, you know, truth is prior to Yom Kippur, a person should say, you know what? Listen, I'm not going to fix all of Eli Rangel's problems over right now. It's just, you know, there's too many of them. But there's a few things I would like to work on this year. I really feel bad that I've done them wrong. I would like to correct them, and I'm going to make a strong commitment to change them. I should be going into Yom Kippur with that attitude. I already have thought beforehand, you know, that, and I'm going to really think through, over Yom Kippur, I'm going to take these elements and think them through. If I'm not going to get the whole list of the Al-Khaits, well, that's not realistic for us puny human beings that we are nowadays, right? So something I should do. I should really touch the world of. So the Mabit says a fascinating thing. Mabit says that, you know, just touching on that already. Mabit in Beis Elokim, he has a section on tshuva, So he says that tshuva is a fascinating thing. Tshuva has many elements we've seen. There's this, and there's that other thing. Right? So are they ma'akev? We know, but there's dalad minin. So a person said, listen, I don't have a lulav, but I have an esther, I have a dasim, I have a rabba. It's okay, so I take that. And I shake it. It's worthless. The halacha, you actually do it. You shouldn't forget the concept of the mitzvah. But did you really do anything? No. Right? So a person comes and says, listen, I stopped doing it, but I don't really feel so bad about it. You know, I don't really have charotza. I stopped doing it. Whatever reason, I'm motivated to stop doing it. Do you get, is that tshuva? All right, the person, I feel bad. I feel horrible that I'm doing it. It's very hard to stop. Is that tshuva? He says yes. Tshuva is not like the dalad minim. Each element of tshuva stands on its own. This is my bit as mechadish, that each you've touched on the world of tshuva. He says if you can do any part of it. Obviously, that's not full tshuva. Obviously, full tshuva is you do all the elements. Obviously, full tshuva is that there's a real change. And then the person, I once heard the name of Reuven Feinstein, he says that the true charot is not really shayach until you stop doing the vera. Right? He gave a Welsh, he says, this person was working as a tanner in a tannery. So he comes home, obviously, he smells like he worked in a tannery, right? Right? So one day, you know, like he doesn't enjoy walking down the street, and everybody like, you know, walks away from him. I'm going to change my jobs. He changes jobs. Years later, he ends up working in a perfumery. Right? So he's beautiful smells. He walks down the street. He absorbs the smells. One day he walks by a tannery. And it's obviously for such a person, that's such a refined smell. The stench is overwhelming. And then he remembers, I used to work there. And he faints on the spot. Now that he's removed from that world, he looks back and says, I did that? Really? I did that? How could I have done such a thing? You can't really realize how bad it is until you stop doing it. Then you look back and say, a person, we all rationalize, we all live with it, you know, I'm a good person, but, you know, I also, you know, one day I stopped doing it, I can't believe I ever did such a thing. So he said, you can't really have charot until after the Zivus Echet. We have a certain amount of charot, that's why I'm changing. But true charot, to really understand deeply how ridiculous it was that I did, doesn't happen until later. So it's a process. We need the steps. The steps are going to be very fluid from one to the other. I have charot, that's why I change. I change, that's why I have charot. Right? My commitment becomes much stronger now that I've stopped doing it. But why am I saying I made a commitment to stop doing it? It's always going to be different steps. The order is going to be very difficult to figure out. So, but we're going to try and, you know, at least touch into the world. I just want to show you one more thought over here. Because Rome, the time is officially over, I think. Anyway, but tough luck. one more point. In Halacha Gimel, and this is a fascinating thought to me. Kol misvada b'dvorim, will a gomer believe a lazev? Person said vidui, but he is not committed to change. Hareza doimer l'toivu b'sheretz b'yad. The person is going into a mikvah, holding a sheretz b'metamahim. He's going to the mikvah to b'metar himself, and he's holding the sheretz.
What's a sheretz?
A sheretz is a dead animal which causes, it's a source of halakhic tumah. So the guy's trying to go to the mikvah to become tor.
But he's holding.
He's holding the thing that makes him tameh. Okay. Right? Shena tevila mu'elis achiyashach sheretz. The mikvah doesn't work. You throw away, you let go of the sheretz. That's the Rambam's analogy to saying vidi without tshuva. Now, I have to tell you, I would have used it a different analogy. Person says vidui without tshuva means he didn't go to the mikvah, period. Vidui is not the primary thing. The tshuva is the primary thing. In Rama's analogy, vidui not changing is vidui is the mikvah, and not changing, the lack of tshuva is the sheretz. And my marshal, tshuva is the mikvah, and no tshuva, there's no mikvah. So it's like I said, standing by next to me, saying, "Nice mikvah." That's what I would use. That's the mushroom I would have used. Rambam seems to see vidui as having a power even without tshuva. If the Rambam is using vidui as mikvah even without tshuva, it means the Rambam sees vidui as having a power to it even without the tshuva. That's a fascinating thought. There's a strength to the concept of vidui on its own. Now, it would seem to me, which would not fit well in my theory, that's really Perek Aleph. The vidui is a kapara. Vidui is a mikvah. Vidui is a source of tahara. But Rama says, but obviously there has to, Rama says, that's my perek aleph vidui. But it's not going to work if the vidui doesn't have the tshuva with it. But vidui has a power to it on its own. Otherwise, what's Rama talking about? It's such a horrible mashal. I can write a better mashal than that. Right? If the Rambam doesn't see vidui as being something which has its own power, stands on its own 2 feet, the mashal is horrible. But if it is, like we're saying, vidui is a power of kapara, it requires a tshuva, so the Rambam has a beautiful thought over here. Okay, yes.
Well, so is the Rambam saying that vidui itself has power, thus if one is reciting vidui and is not sincere, that nevertheless is... Some kind of momentum here?
I would say it like this. We say one of our vidui, we say Yom Kippur is vidui peh. Right? We say vidui, but the fact that we said vidui was just our mouth, not our hearts. Excuse me. Obviously, not a good idea. Obviously, it's not a good idea. You know, your kid comes to you saying, "Dad, I did something wrong. I really feel bad about it." Right. You know, it's an insult.
I think it's consistent under the Rambam. The question is, what's the main mitzvah? The main mitzvah is, we thought it was true, but I mean, you would think if you phrase the mashal that there's no mitzvah, I mean, it would mean the main mitzvah is tshuva.
Right.
But the Rambam is saying, no, the main mitzvah is vidui.
Right.
The vidui is the mitzvah.
But you see, the vidui has a power even without tshuva.
Isn't it because it's connected to korbanos?
Okay, that's what
it's connected to korbanos, it has a certain
power to it. So the vidui does have some power to it, but I would suggest there's different ways of saying it without meaning it. The one was like, I'm playing a game. You know, listen, daddy said, go apologize, you know. Or the person say...
Sincerity is not necessarily a requirement.
Well, there's, I think, a certain level when the words I'm saying I did something wrong, I have to recognize that that's true. Whether I really take it to heart, whether I really change, that's a different story. But the words are true. If I say, oh, I did a sin in front of you with Lashon Hara, and I don't think it's a sin, I couldn't care less, that's not true anymore.
Okay.
That's vidui peh. But if I say, I've sinned with Lashon Hara, I really have. So the Rambam says, that's a vidui. It's not a vidui which gives a kapara, because there's something in metamayu. The Lashon Hara is still in metamayu.
It's sort of like the difference between saying, well, there's something wrong, and I wish I wouldn't do it, but I'm not going to stop.
That's a good
right. But
this is something wrong, and I'm really going to stop.
Right, and there's a third madrig, which is like, you know, I'm saying the words, I'm just playing the game, you know.
Right. Yes.
You know, the kid, go apologize to your friend. I am sorry. You know, come on, you know, like, you know, that's vidui peh. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, we should be zayach b'ezras Hashem, not just to learn Hitler's tshuva, and be yotze that way, we should actually do tshuva. And be zayach that our tshuva machine is kabel, be zayach to ksiva. Thank you so much.
Yeah.